Hello, and welcome to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 12th. I am your host, Mr. Miller. This podcast will cover a number of topics that happened on this date in history. Please visit the podcast webpage at thishappentoday.buzzsprout.com. There you can download the notes page, which will help you organize the information as well as develop your own ideas on how these events changed the world around us. If you are interested in hearing more, please consider subscribing so that you will not miss out on what happens tomorrow in history. In 1933, President Roosevelt gave his very first fireside chat radio broadcast just 8 days after his inauguration. This first chat was asking the American people to keep their faith in the country and in the banking system. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who took office in early 1933, would become the only president in American history to be elected to 4 consecutive terms. He would lead his nation through 2 of the greatest crises in its history, the Great Depression of the 1930s, and World War II, and would exponentially expand the role of the federal government through the New Deal reform program and its legacy. From March 1933 to June 1944, Roosevelt addressed the American people in some 30 speeches broadcast via radio, speaking on a variety of topics from banking to unemployment to fighting fascism in Europe. Millions of people found comfort and renewed confidence in these speeches, which became known as the Fireside Chats. In 1912, in the midst of the Progressive Era and at a time when women in the United States couldn't yet vote, Juliet Gordon Low envisioned an organization that would prepare girls to meet their world with courage, confidence, and character. This nearly deaf 51-year-old sparked a worldwide movement inspiring girls to embrace together their individuality, strength, and intellect. Juliet, affectionately known as Daisy by her family and close friends, gathered 18 girls in her hometown of Savannah, Georgia, to share what she had learned abroad about a new outdoor and educational program for youth. And with this, the Girl Scout movement was born. Along with Juliet, these first Girl Scouts blazed trails and redefined what was possible for themselves and for girls everywhere. They played basketball, they hiked, swam, and camped. They learned to read the world around them, for instance, by studying a foreign language and telling time by the stars. They shared a sense of curiosity and a belief that they could do anything. But most importantly, just like Girl Scouts across the country and around the globe today, they offered a helping hand to those in need and worked together to improve their corner of the world. That small gathering of girls Juliet Gordon Low hosted over a century ago has grown into a global movement in which all girls can see themselves reflected, and that today includes 2.6 million Girl Scouts, 1.8 million girls and 800,000 adults in 92 countries, and more than 50 million alums, united across distance and decades by lifelong friendships, shared adventures, and the desire to do big things to make their world a better place. The Truman Doctrine arose from a speech delivered by President Truman before a joint session of Congress on March 12, 1947. The immediate cause for the speech was a recent announcement by the British government that, as of March 31st, it would no longer provide military and economic assistance to the Greek government in its civil war against the Greek Communist Party. Truman asked Congress to support the Greek government against the communists. He also asked Congress to provide assistance for Turkey, since that nation, too, had previously been dependent on British aid. With the Truman Doctrine, President Harry S. Truman established that the United States would provide political, military, and economic assistance to all democratic nations under threat from external or internal authoritarian forces. The Truman Doctrine effectively reoriented U.S. foreign policy away from its usual stance of withdrawal from regional conflicts not directly involving the United States to one of possible intervention in faraway conflicts. Truman argued that the United States could no longer stand by and allow the forcible expansion of Soviet totalitarianism into free, independent nations because American national security now depended upon more than just the physical security of American territory. Rather, in a sharp break with its traditional avoidance of extensive foreign commitments beyond the Western Hemisphere during peacetime, the Truman Doctrine committed the United States to actively offering assistance to preserve the political integrity of democratic nations when such an offer was deemed to be in the best interest of the United States. You have been listening to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 12th. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about historical events from the past. Thank you today to the following websites for the information regarding the topics: thepeoplehistory.com, Fireside Chats from history.com, Girl Scouts at girlscouts.org, and the Truman Doctrine at history.state.gov. The music used as the background track for this podcast is Americana, created by Kevin MacLeod on incompetech.com. If you enjoyed this information and would like to hear more, please consider subscribing, as this will help keep the historical events in your feed in the morning each day. I hope you have a great day.